Pat Sullivan, Medford Area School District Administrator, joins us with a review of Monday night's school board meeting.
Andy Gooden was there with some good news report. He just talked about going up to the football/soccer field, turf field on Sunday, and really from about 10 a.m. until about 9 p.m., he informed the board that it was being used. It was being used by youth baseball. It was being used by high school teams, softball, you name it. Like I said, from about 10 in the morning till 9 at night on Sunday, that turf was being used because, as everyone knows, the ground is still a little too soft. We keep people off our varsity baseball field because we have to have that ready for when the season starts, and going out there right now would just dig it up. So it just is great to see facility use like that, and having that facility, having that turf field does allow you to go out there and use it. So we started with that. Then Mr. Gooden went right into talking about a girls' hockey conference, and we had that on the agenda because about 6 weeks ago there was some talk. You know, our girls' hockey program currently is not in a conference because there's not enough schools. You have to have 5 schools to be a conference. And there was some talk about some schools getting together, and far away as Black River Falls, and then the Storm team, which is a co-op team out of Wausau, forming a conference. And we were for that because when you're not in a conference, then you don't get to win a conference championship as a team. You don't get all conference recognition, and you need that in order to be considered an all state. Things like that our girls miss out on, but what we informed the board last night was, although Medford was open to it and wanted this to happen, it did fall apart, and other schools, did not want to join. So we still will be without a conference for our girls' hockey team, unfortunately. We talked about the mask requirement because that is set to expire. The current mask mandate from the governor is set to expire in early April. And so we just had a discussion about, well, you know, we don't have a board meeting till the 26th. If the mask mandate is lifted or it does expire and it is not extended, what would we do? And we need to wait and see what happens there. Obviously, if the mask mandate is not extended, then we would not require masks in the school district. If it is extended, well, it kind of takes care of that.
We'll have more with Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan on the March 22nd school board meeting on another local news program.